They will see in Bakersfield, San Jose. We'll see in Buffalo, Toledo, Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for those tickets. I make a joke about, you know, things that would be called compliments to any other ethnicity are seen as anti-Semitic insults. For instance, I'm Irish, and when the Irish came here in en masse, they were discriminated against in the United States. Then I've seen the news stories about signs in the windows, no Irish need apply, and things like that. And I make the joke, like, if someone said, oh, you know, how the Irish control the banks and the media, I would be like, well, thank you very much. We're doing very well. Yes. So... So to me, that would just mean we're doing very well. Hey, the Irish are overrepresented in banking and in Hollywood and the media. I would be cheering and doing cartwheels if that was the case. Why is that such a slur and such a taboo thing to do?
Well, that is a good question, and it goes to a kind of schizophrenia, because when AIPAC, the American-Israel Political Affairs Committee, whatever they call it, I never knew what AIPAC, something like American-Israel. When they used to have their meetings, the head of the organization was a guy back then, we're talking about a long time ago, maybe even before you were born, a guy named Tom Dine, D-I-N-E. And at the meetings, he used to boast that we control who chooses the who becomes president. He used to boast about it. So on the one hand, there's all this boasting. The Yiddish word is kvelling, to kvell, K-V-E-L-L, is to brag. There's all this boasting or kvelling about how much power we have. And then suddenly, when you repeat that phrase, you become an anti-Semite for saying it. You know, you take the case right now, these various political action committees, which have been doing a very effective job at knocking out any progressive candidates. They knocked out Jamal Bowman. He raised, $100,000. And the candidate against him, because the Israel PAC was behind him, they raised $1 million. So we know where that election went. Same thing with Cori Bush, and many others. So on the one hand, they boast about the power they have to knock out from the running any pro-Israel candidate. It's a selling point for them. The reason you're supposed to contribute to these PACs is because of their successful track record in knocking out any candidate who criticizes Israel. But then when you point to that transparent fact, you simply repeat what they're saying. You get accused of anti-Semitism. Now, that's a schizophrenia. I mean, it's a convenient, let's call it, a convenient schizophrenia.
Yeah.
And the question of Hollywood. So, an old book, it was called The New Anti-Semitism, because every few years there's this extravaganza called, it's revived, called The New Anti-Semitism. So it was authored by the previous head of the ADL. His name was Abraham Foxman. And Foxman writes in the book, he says, yes, it's true. Jews are way overrepresented in Hollywood. He says, yes, that's true. But then he says, it makes no difference because they don't use their Jewish power to promote movies. They're still concerned with the bottom line. They're still just concerned with the bottom line. So the fact that they're Jewish doesn't affect their business decisions. But there's a problem there. The problem is, since around 1980, there have been 200 films on the Holocaust. About 200 films on the Holocaust. Now, Are you trying to tell me that had nothing to do with the fact that Jews occupy influential places in Hollywood? Is that really credible? You probably don't know because you wouldn't know the history. A lot of the gangsters at the beginning of the 20th century, they were Jewish. Bugsy Siegel, Jewish. And there's a whole large, which is typical. Every immigrant population brings its gangsters with it. Why do I bring it up? Because when Hollywood depicted the gangsters, they only depicted the Italian gangsters. Why were the Jewish gangs? They were very well known because it was an immigrant Jewish population living in the ghetto, like the Italians, like the Irish, and they produced their own tier, T-I-E-R, tier of gangsters. Why was it only Italian? You know why? Because Jews controlled Hollywood. And naturally, they're not going to depict their own as the gangsters. And it's the same thing with this surfeit, this excess of films on the Holocaust. So I am not saying that if you're in Hollywood, you're a director, a producer, a leader of the major studio, you're not concerned with the bottom line. Yes, you are. However, an ethnic factor invariably, inevitably, inexorably comes into play. And sometimes, not always, it comes in an ugly way. I think the current assault on academic freedom, not just academic freedom, because that sounds like a bunch of pointy heads in an ivory tower, it's this roundup of students. They are being disappeared before our eyes. You know, when Chuck Schumer, when Mahmoud, oh, his name just slipped my mind, Mahmoud, the fellow from Columbia.
Khalil?
Yeah, when Mahmoud Khalil, a very nice guy, I met him. When Mahmoud Khalil was picked up, Chuck Schumer has a tweet. And the tweet reads, "If Mahmoud Khalil had done something wrong, the government should release its evidence. And if there's no evidence, he should be released." End of tweet. As if that's the whole story. As if there's nothing else. Not that somebody was kidnapped away from his wife, who was expecting, then sent into some dungeon in Louisiana. Nobody knew who he was, where he was. And then another student, and another student, and another student, and another student. For Chuck Schumer, all that happened was somebody may have been wrongly arrested. And if he was wrongly arrested, he should be released. You know, that's the whole range of issues as far as Schumer is concerned. It's not just academic freedom. It's the United States looking a little bit like those South American countries under Pinochet in Chile when they coined the term to be disappeared. And that's a real problem. That's a real problem. So, I don't think it can be denied that this whole problem was created by this Jewish supremacist billionaire class that didn't want Israel's right to commit genocide to be questioned.
Hey, we'll see in Bakersfield, San Jose. We'll see in Buffalo, Toledo, Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa. Go to JimmyDore.com for a link for those tickets.